Voting, civic matters, informing the community about what they'll see at the polls are just some of the reasons we bring you In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU. This is Lisa Berry, and today our guest from the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area is Roddy Wares. Roddy has been active in a number of community matters, as well as coaching field hockey and teaching yoga, and grew up in Canada. And I got to ask you, how did Canada inspire your interest in politics in the United States?
I came here when I was pretty young, but I think I was born pretty as an activist. But in Canada, when you turn 18, everyone is automatically registered. And it's just a given. And they also, when there's a federal election, they send a card to every single voter telling them when to vote and where to vote and what they're voting for. So it's just in the fabric. And when I came here and saw there was all these struggles over it and people fighting for it and denying it and so on, it was just something I felt that I wanted to fight for.
Well, today we're talking about the League's efforts to register high school students to vote and the improvement in election turnout by young voters. And I know the League put a lot of effort last year into going around to local high schools. Is that still happening this year?
Yes. This will actually be our third year.
Third year, okay.
We went the spring of 17, the spring of 18. But now we're going the fall because we want to register students in time to vote for the primaries.
Are the schools still as welcoming and interested as you being there?
I think even more so. I'm surprised. I expected the second year to be a little less exciting because there was no election. But in fact, we had almost the exact same number of students register, one more. So, and the kids are just excited about voting.
How interactive are you with the students when you go into the high school?
Well, usually we have a pretty tight time frame. The kids are out of class, and lately we've been doing more of the students together, more classes together. We answer questions, and actually when we have more time, which we did last week at Ypsilanti High School, we got a speaker who grew up there who talked about why he believes in voting and how he got to be who he was. But generally, we mostly just inform them, register them, inform them how to vote, when to vote, where to vote, how to vote early, all those things. So,
do you go to classes, or is there a
get-together? It varies. It varies. We have in some places we go to all the senior high school 12th grade classes because those are where the kids are. And in some schools we have them come to the media center one class at a time. In some we meet them in an auditorium where we talk to the whole senior class. So it varies by school.
Why does the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area think it's so important to reach out to young voters?
Well, because we think everyone should vote, and because there are studies that show once you vote once, you're more likely to vote again. And this group historically has been pretty low turnout. This changed in 2018 pretty much, but in general, they have not been involved.
We've only had one or two elections since the voting rules changed, but are we seeing higher voter turnout among younger voters?
The primaries will be the first one where the Michigan laws have changed in terms of how much easier it is to register and how much easier it is to vote. So we don't know the answer to that, really, I don't think.
You also have some information, though, about voter turnout over the past 4 years?
Well, we started for the first time we went to students was in the spring of 2017 so that they could vote in the midterm elections, which was 2018. So what happened between 2014, midterm elections, and 2018 is that the young 18 to 21-year-olds came out at almost 300% of what they did before.
When you go around to high schools and you talk to young voters, do you just talk about registering to vote or other things?
Well, we don't talk about anything partisan. We talk about what's on the ballot. We talk about how to vote and when to vote and how to vote early, how to get an absentee ballot, what a primary is, the difference between a midterm and a presidential election. So we sort of inform them about the civics of it and just talk about making a plan. So if they have a plan on the day of election, they're more likely to vote. If they vote now, they're more likely to vote later.
Do you think the change in absentee ballots, which I think a lot of people had just a back-of-mind perception was for senior citizens, but now we're talking about young voters. Do you think they're getting that they are eligible for that now?
Well, In some of the classes we go to, at least half the kids feel they will not be at home next year or in the next election. And so for them, they listen because, all right, how do I vote? And in the past, it was much more difficult, and now it's much easier. So they I think they're paying attention. Plus, we give them some handouts that show them how to get an absentee ballot, when to turn it in, that sort of thing, yeah.
You're going mostly to high schools, but we live in a very active college town. Are you seeing an impact on that as well?
Oh, University of Michigan did a huge job. They also increased their, they had a very low turnout. They had 14% turnout in 2014, and I think they had 40-some-odd percent turnout in 2018, and they put a lot of funds in it. They had a competition with other Big Ten schools, and they had full-time staff working on it, and they really did a really good job.
We're coming up to about a year now from exactly when we're listening to this to the big, big election. Is the league have other plans on to encouraging voters or getting more participation in that?
Well, we do a lot of projects. We also have a lot of groups, businesses, and individuals and community groups come to us and ask if we will register their voters or inform their voters. So we almost always try to honor those and put volunteers to make that happen. So we do that. We also go to most of the senior housing folks and make sure that they are registered and that they can get an absentee ballot. We have a project to go to underserved populations. A lot of those folks either don't have easy access to voting or not registered, so we do that too. So we really have a lot going on, and especially it's heating up now already for next November.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that because of what's happening in the country or because of the recent changes in the voting rules in Michigan or just the League of Women Voters of Ann Arbor getting people excited?
I think it's about what's happening in the country. I think people on both sides of what's going on here are very involved and care a lot, and they all want to, you know, not all but most, a lot want to be registered and they want to vote. So
if someone has any questions or needs help with their voter registration, who should they ask or what should they do?
Well, you can go to our 411.org, which is where we give all the information on candidates and proposals, and we'll also guide people generally to the Secretary of State office website. So it's michigan.gov/vote, and you can find almost everything there. You can download an absentee ballot. You can download a voter registration ballot. You can find out what's on the ballot. You can have all the dates. So they really lead you through that. And from what I hear, in December, there's going to be online registration.
Online registration to vote. And I know it's going to be automatic when you renew your driver's license as well.
Yes. So when you go to Secretary of State's office and have anything happen, in order not to be registered, if you are not registered, you have to say, I don't want to be registered.
Roddy Wares from the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. Thanks for sharing all this great information with us here on In the Public Interest on 89.1 WEMU.